The best part, Mateen, is when I'm walking through the bowels of the stadium, what they have is they've got the Knickerbocker girls, they call them the Knick City Dancers, you know, preparing and running around and stretching and warming up. You know, what's the best avenue here? I know you've got a lot of experience around cheerleaders during your days, both at Michigan State and as a professional. I know you're married not right now, so you really can't do anything in regards to that any longer. But, you know, what's the best advice here for me to take that next step?
Well, you got to act like you're somebody. That's the key, JT. You got to look like somebody. If they got to say, well, who is that? But they got to say, he has to be somebody, because you could just look the way he walk. See, that's the
key. So it's in the way you walk.
It's in your walk, JT. That's how you get the girls. It's the walk.
All right, so I've got to improve my posture. I've got to improve my walk. And maybe if we do that, Mateen, we'll have a little bit more success. But you know what we're going to be joined by right now? It's Rick Bucher doing some work for Comcast Sportsnet.
Oh, yeah.
He's their NBA analyst. So we're joined by him now. Rick, Justin Termini, Mateen Cleaves. How you doing? Thanks for a couple minutes.
I'm doing well, and the other suggestion I would have is a quality phone. So
you heard that. I wasn't going to listen. I guess you could offer some good advice for that as well. You're covering all these games, and the Knick City Dancers, not bad.
Yeah, I'm taking notes all the time. But actually, my boy Dwight Howard gave me this one. He said, first of all, you have the Samsung, you have the iPhone 5, whatever it might be. But then you see something nice, and you just go up to her and you hand her your phone and say, "I'll call you. Put your phone in. Put your number in.
Put your number in." You hand it to him. Very good. I mean, Dwight could probably give him the phone with the number already in it and say, "You can have this phone. I'll call you later." But I can't afford to do that, Rick. But
that's why we went to Plan B with you. We took that into consideration.